Leading up to his first day in high school, Ricky stayed busy the way he always has, playing and practicing basketball with his North Texas Heat traveling club, or playing ball with friends, or playing on his winning summer league basketball team coached by his dad.
I like it. He's a good coach, and all my friends and I want to play for him, and we want to play hard for him.
When Ricky's not playing, he's ingesting basketball some other way.
I usually just read like sports news and articles like that, probably a couple a day. I just go onto like an app or something and check the sports news and read the article.
Ricky spent some of his summer away, like the rare few days at the Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels. But he's happiest shooting hoops, and that's fine with his folks. Dad, Ricky Sr., played basketball in college his 2 years there. And his mother, Jody, finds her son's obsession healthy.
Both my children do very well in school. If they were behind in something or, you know, they weren't up to standard, then we would be doing schoolwork during the summer. But summer is for playing. They work hard, they give me good grades, and this is their time to do their thing.
Succeeding at both basketball and academics tops the list of goals that Ricky reviews every day. That's because they're taped to the closet door next to his bed.
Well, for school, it was pass the STAR test, make A honor roll, or A, B honor roll at least, no detentions. And then for basketball, it was play confident, handle the ball, be aggressive scoring-wise, lockdown defense, and hustle. And then for life, it was don't talk back to my parents.
Ricky posted his goals on the advice of his North Texas Heat coach.
He said that you're not going to get your goals achieved until you write them down and you look at them. So I wrote them down.
You got to be able to set goals, accomplish goals, because if you don't know how to set goals, you won't accomplish much in life.
Lee Green runs the North Texas Heat Christian Basketball Organization. Green was a basketball standout in high school, then at the University of North Texas, before turning semi-pro. But he never reached the NBA.
You know, that's, you know, my coaches and my teachers in the past that have taught me is that, man, you got to be able to get your plan down, what it is that you want to accomplish, and it has to be more than just basketball.
Green pushes smart, ethical play, hard work, and skills that he says create winners on and off the court. He prizes passion over height, which suits Ricky, who's not tall, but certainly passionate. His dad says Ricky's extremely coachable and not just on the court.
The teachers feel the same way about him, that he's very coachable or teachable in the classroom. When he's done with school, he comes home, knocks out his homework. He's very regimented and he's very systematic in his behaviors, and that's the way he is. It's kind of like his sock drawer. His sock drawer, everything is organized like to the T.
Ricky acknowledges this ardor for order.
I just like order and structure. Yeah, I like structure and like planning your day out and not just like see it how it happens.
Which may explain why he's ready for high school. It's not confusingly big, scary, or crowded. It's just an orderly set of rooms and hallways where a structured sequence of subjects are taught. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.